Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In 3 minutes' time, Diesel takes aim at the former president of the United States of America. But before we get to that, we get to this. Our buddy Maddox has called into the show today. Maddox, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides. Maddox, remind me where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville. Maddox in Greenville. What's up, buddy? The floor is yours, man. What do you got?
I wanted to say, I think the biggest reason that people are not really big about this Palmetto rivalry is just because if you look at, like, the statistics, I remember you said that no one really cares about anything other than football. And I was looking myself to see if I could find anything about
it. Did you find anything about it? Did you find it?
No. The thing is, I thought I found something that was super cool. Last year in 2019, South Carolina, the women's basketball beat Clemson, but that was 2019, not 2020 or 2021.
Right.
So I apologize. I got you guys hyped up for no reason.
No, you know what, man? That's exactly the same experience I had today. I'm like, okay, I saw somebody last night that covers the Gamecocks tweet that the Gamecocks now lead the Palmetto series 4-1. But I made the mistake of not liking the tweet, Maddox. I didn't screenshot it, so I couldn't remember how to find that tweet today. They didn't say which games they won or whatever, so I'm like, okay, I know the Gamecocks lead the Palmetto series 4-1. I know there's a Twitter account devoted to this. Maddox, I went to the Twitter account. The Twitter account hadn't been updated since July of last year. Then I said, okay, no problem. I'll just Google it. Googling it brought me up all like three-year-old links. Gamecocks win the Palmetto series for the fourth time in a row. Maddox, why do you think this is not a bigger deal to Gamecock fans? You're beating Clemson at something, man.
Yeah, you would think that Gamecock fans would want to have something against Clemson because of all the suffering they've done through football. But I just think that really that they're more focused on football just because that's where they lose. People don't get as excited about something when they're always winning. It's like, oh, we're definitely going to win this game every time. It's not even enjoyable to watch. But with South Carolina football, there's always a sense of, well, maybe we can pull an upset here, or maybe we can win a couple games here. I just think football is something that the upstate cares a little bit more about.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Maddox. Hey, buddy, great to hear from you today, man. You doing all right? How's life treating you?
It's doing good so far.
Yeah, man, it is. I'm so happy the weather's warming up, man. Great to hear from you on the show today, buddy. Give us a call anytime, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You got it, buddy. Maddox in Greenville chiming in with a take. It's kind of perplexing him as much as it's perplexing me. Don't really get it. Don't really understand it. All right, as previously stated, I'm going to turn the floor over to Diesel, who has the former president, 45, in his crosshairs.
Yeah, so Donald Trump has not made a public appearance since leaving office. That was almost 6 weeks ago, something like that. And he showed up for the first time to make his first speech at CPAC 2021. You might be asking yourself, what is CPAC? CPAC is the Conservative Political Action Conference. And he chose to talk about something really strange at this conference. Here's the audio.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that would destroy women's sports. A lot of new records are being broken in women's sports. Hate to say that, ladies, but got a lot of new records. They're being shattered. You know, for years, the weightlifting, every ounce is like a big deal for many years. All of a sudden, somebody comes along and beats it by 100 pounds. Boom, boom. Now, young girls and women are incensed that they are now being forced to compete against those who are biological males. It's not good for women. It's not good for women's sports, which worked so long and so hard to get to where they are. The records that stood for years, even decades, are now being smashed with ease. Smashed. If this is not changed, women's sports, as we know it, will die. They'll end. It'll end.
All right, I'm going to cut it off there. But he goes on for about 2.5 minutes, sort of unprovoked, out of nowhere, going pretty hard on women's sports and transgender athletes in women's sports. I understand that this is a CPAC conference. It's a conservative political conference, and you're sort of playing all the hits, trying to rile up your base, get them talking again. But, like, that's a strange thing for Donald Trump to go after. Like, out of the blue, you hadn't been heard from in weeks. And all of a sudden, yeah, you know what I got a problem with? I got a problem with dudes playing women's sports. Like, where did that come from, Mark?
Diesel, strange, yes. But right? Also, yes. He's right. He's 100% right. And frankly, you know, we are so busy trying to do right by all and be accepting by all that in so doing, we are screwing over some. And it's not right by all. You know, look, the NBA moved the All-Star game out of Charlotte. Why? Because they had the gender-specific restrooms. And they got all hot and bothered by it. And then you said, okay, so you can use the restroom that you identify with, right? So any male creep can then go into the restroom that your daughter's in and just have as the guys, I identified with a woman on that day, as being a woman on that day. I have no issue whatsoever with any restroom law where you have to use the restroom of the gender you were born as. I have no issue with that whatsoever. And furthermore, you should, you know, Diesel, we've seen this in high school wrestling. We've seen this in track and field. I believe the name was Kester Menya, was beating women in my event in track and field, the 800 meters, was beating women by like 20 plus seconds.
I thought you competed in dunking a tennis ball on a basketball goal.
I successfully competed at that. I did run the half mile, Diesel. I think the president is right here. Why he's choosing to speak about it now, I have no idea. But, I mean, are you saying that he's not right? I don't get it. He is right.
I don't have an answer for this, but, you know, because it's a very complex topic. But to you know, belabor a point that you brought up, How many instances did you hear of some dude named Ralph throwing on a skirt and walking into a women's bathroom just so that he could spy on girls in the bathroom? Did you hear about that? Or was that something that somebody incited you to be upset about and to be afraid of that wasn't actually happening?
Diesel, it just happens when you think through it.
That's not what happening means. Happening means it happens. That's a fear. You're afraid of it happening. So you think it's happening, but it's not actually happening.
Diesel, it's called being proactive preventing those things from happening before they do.
All right, you know? 1984.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, man.
The creeps will always figure out a way to do what they're going to do, and I just think it opens the door to a lot of... to a lot of unsavory behavior, man, that girls would be the victim of. Now, let me on the sports side, let me flip the question on you, okay? Why are we not seeing women saying, you know what, I identify more with being a man, I'm going to compete against the men? Why are we not seeing that? You know why. You know why we're not seeing the answer to that, right? You know the answer to that because they wouldn't win, right? That is the answer.
So it's your assertion that people are specifically choosing to identify as transgender so that they can win at sports.
I'm saying that, hey, I'm not winning in my
own. Or do you think that it's somebody who actually is transgender who says, you know what, I'm an athlete, I still want to compete, here's my opportunity?
I think people who have a gender identity issue are choosing to compete in women's sports because it gives them a better chance to win. That's my honest belief, Diesel. And we are allowing it to happen.
And so what is that belief based on? Is that belief based on evidence and interviews of people who are choosing to compete? Or is that based on your personal fears and opinions?
No, it's based on the fact that you can pull up any number of stories on people born as male who are now competing as female, and they win their events. You cannot find any stories of people born as women who are competing as men. It doesn't happen, and they're not. If any have done it, Diesel, they're not winning. You know, so it's just the reality of the situation. I don't think it's hurtful in any way, shape, or form to say you compete as the gender you were born as.
It's not hurtful to you. That's the thing, is it's not hurtful to you.
Yeah.
But you're not a person who's going through a gender identity crisis and who maybe athletic competition is the only normalcy they got.
But anybody should understand that to create a level playing field, the way to do that is you compete as the gender you were born as. If you want to use a restroom, you use the restroom as the gender you were born as. Sometimes we just want to take things as society and we just want to make them as complex and as complicated as they can possibly be, you know? And in the end, in your life, if you want to identify as a woman, more power to you. And I will never, ever, ever say a bad word about you. If you're a woman and wants to identify as a man, more power to you. And I will never, ever, ever say a bad word about you. I didn't care who you went to bed with last night. I don't care who you go to bed with tonight. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Not in the slightest. But if we're talking about athletic competition, you know, like, you know, Diesel, I was watching this Caster Menya, and it was like either the World Championships or the Olympics, and it's just like one of these doesn't look like the others, you know? And then she wins by 20 seconds, you know? And it's just like, to me, it just rings hollow. It just rings hollow. And, you know, look, shows shy away from this stuff. You don't see these topics being bandied about on ESPN. You know, it's in, and it's because it's kind of persona non grata. You can't talk about it, right? You better to, you know, if you want to be politically correct, what you say is, we support the born man playing as a woman and beating all the women who are born as women. We support that. That's the politically correct thing to say. That's a bunch of hooey, man. It's a bunch of bunk. You know, women who were born as women are losing to men, to biological men. And I don't know, this to me is so easy to figure out, and it's not hurtful to me. Diesel is right, it's not hurtful to me, but I think in the fairness of competition, don't you have to do that? Let's get to Glenn in Spartanburg, who's up next. Glenn, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, good to talk to you.
I think Diesel's just playing dumb. He knows what's up. That's crazy.
Why do you feel that way?
It's just like you're saying. I mean, I disagree with you a lot, but you're absolutely right on this. Diesel's just playing dumb. I guess he's just wanting to make the argument. But not being political or anything, Trump just brings stuff to life that people don't want to talk about. That's what he's doing.
Donald, and by the way, thanks so much for the call. Are you just playing dumb here, Diesel? That cracks me up, playing dumb. Donald Lilly on Twitter says, tell Diesel it came up at a CPAC because the Equality Act was being passed in the House of Representatives. It was a spot on time for someone to bring it up. Coach Vol Nation says, as a Tennessee fan, it's forever to thee we suck. He continues, you would really think that Gamecock fans would exploit the Palmetto series, seeing how Ray Tanner used to be the baseball coach. Maybe they need a better marketing department. Mark Secret, I pity VMI account. I'm thinking about trying out for the 12-year-old boy basketball team. I hope I make the team. Why can't I do that? Yeah, it's just kind of where it is, man. It's just kind of where it is. We check on you guys on the text line here, 71307. Let's see here. Boy, we've got a lot of response. Okay, let's do this. We're going to run to a break. When we come back, I promise you we will get to your texts, your tweets. We see that we have a caller on the line as well. Diesel, why don't we get to TJ up first here. TJ and Greer, thanks for the call. TJ, you're offsides.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, man. Thank you.
To get to Diesel's comment about why 45 spoke on it, I believe it's because 46 passed a law that said that men or transgender men were allowed to now participate in women's sports. I believe that's why he spoke on it. But
I need to, you know, Diesel, if you can find kind of the specifics on that, if you're able to do so, that would be great because, you know.
Like, yeah, I believe TJ is right about that.
What are the parameters of that? Is it at any level? If I'm a 16-year-old boy, but I identify more with being a female, I now can compete in the women's division as a 16-year-old. Can I do that in college? TJ, I mean, does this just not open Pandora's box and give us illegitimate champions?
You know, I believe so, and I'll give you an example. The Joe Rogan show, Joe Rogan spoke out about an MMA fighter a few weeks ago who was a transgender male, and he was like literally fracturing the skulls of his female opponents. So Joe Rogan spoke out about that and said he was basically a man in a woman's sport getting paid to beat up women, you know. So however you want to take that,
I understand,
competition, but
TJ, to your point, where do we draw the line there? You know, if Diesel's a big dude, if Diesel hypothetically or somebody like him, right? If somebody like Diesel, built like Diesel, decided tomorrow I identify with being a woman, now that person can compete against women in MMA. We want these people to live in the ring, right? We want them to survive the bout, right? I mean,
yeah.
Like,
personally, I don't believe that, or I would hope that a man wouldn't join a woman's sporting league, whether or event, whether it's MMA or soccer or football or whatever, just to further their career. I mean, I'm hoping, and I think the law says that they're allowed to do that because that's who they truly are, not because they're looking for some kind of competitive advantage. But where to draw the line on that, I don't know. That's beyond me. You know,
it's above my pay grade too, man.
Personally, I fall more in line in your thinking, Mark, than I do Diesel's, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
All right, we will keep the conversation rolling on this very topic. Lots of texts, lots of tweets coming in. We'll reset Donald Trump's take on it when we come back right here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. You know, when I was in college, there was this weird study that a friend of mine was in this class called this kind of unique survey that they did. And a friend of mine was in this class called Exceptional People. And in his class, they had people put their sexuality on the paper, and somewhere between 1 and 10. Like, 1 is strictly heterosexual, and 10 is strictly homosexual. Very easy question. You could give it to everyone in the room, right? More than 50% of the respondents did not put a 1 or a 10. More than 50% did not put strictly heterosexual, as heterosexual as can be, or as homosexual as can be. More than 50% did not. Sexuality is a weird, it's a really complex thing. And I think those among us who are loving, accepting people, we want people to be happy in their skin. And, you know, we don't want to take anything away from anybody in pursuing their happiness, right? It's called the pursuit of happiness because happiness isn't guaranteed to any of us. But where I draw the line is where you create inequities in competition and when the competitive balance is skewed, right? That's where I draw the line. Now, we're talking about this because Donald Trump had some comments at the CPAC conference. And, you know, we actually have a recorded fight in which two women fought, a transgender woman and a biological woman. And let me see here. Fallon Fox knocked out her opponent with a flying knee in 39 seconds. The MMA people did not know what to do about this once it was learned that Fallon Fox was born a male. Well, it's really easy to figure out what to do. You don't allow that. You know, it's just as simple as it gets. Texter says, Mark, I'm as liberal as it gets, but I don't even know if I can read this, Diesel. I'm not going to touch this one, but please know it made me laugh. It really made me laugh. Texter says, he is right. Women should not have to compete with men. Outside of competition is different. Let people be. Problem is, it's not just with the former president, but all. They came out and give speeches after they leave office. What happened while you were president, while you had all the power? What happened then? Diesel, Texter says, this ain't complex or all as far as sports. It's just not complex. Texter says, Mark, Bruce Jenner obliterated men. What would he have done to women as Caitlyn? Does anybody want to see that? Does anybody think it would be great to see Bruce Jenner competing as Caitlyn against women? Like, who thinks that's compelling? Mark, Texter says, just let transgenders have their own league where they face each other transgenders. That's how you make it fair. Well, that's the only thing you can do if as opposed to just allowing people to compete as the opposite gender that they were born as. Texter says, I love this subject. This subject deeply offends me as a father of two daughters who shouldn't have to compete against biological males. Totally agree with that. Texter says, Trump is probably just mad he got picked after all the girls for sports growing up. Texter says, I have to agree with Mark on gender and sports. They need to come up with a new category for college and see if it can sustain a pro level.
Yeah, and truth is, I don't have an answer for this. I don't have an answer for this because I don't, you know, it's tough. You know, I don't want to be the person to tell somebody, sorry, you're not allowed to be here. I don't want to be that person, you know. But I very much see the other side of the argument that it is an unfair competitive advantage. Now, you're also not talking about the fact that a lot of professional league athletes who are transgender, they have to go through, they have to show that they've gone through a tremendous amount of hormone therapy protocols. There's a lot to it. It's not just, hey, my name Ralph. I decide I want to play women's sports. That's not really how it works, despite what everybody thinks. That's not how it works. I don't have the right answer for this. But, you know, again, I'm not an ass to people. I don't want to be that guy who says, sorry, we don't want you here. Get out and go. I don't want to be that guy.
Well, because you're not saying that. You're saying you're welcome here as the gender you were born as. That's what we're saying. And unfortunately, even when you do the hormone treatments and the hormone therapy,
sure,
there are still biological differences there that exist that create an unlevel playing field.
No amount of estrogen makes you not 6'8". I understand what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying here. Let's see here. Mark, okay. Texter is, I'm sorry, I can't read to one because I can't find where it started. Something about Christmas scared the hell out of her. Okay. Mark is killing this topic. Diesel, what about the women's feelings as their records are getting shattered? Yeah, exactly. 6'8", but she had estrogen therapy, has now broken the 200-meter record by 3 seconds. I mean, like, again, where do we stop? Mark, your rationale is wrong on the restroom. Google Buck Angel. That person that you're looking at was born as a woman and still is a woman, but I don't think you would want that person walking in the woman's restroom. Tell me I'm wrong. I think, guys, just my honest opinion, okay? I believe there are absolutely people born as men that have more feminine qualities and unfortunately should have been born as women. And I think there are most certainly people born as women that have more masculine qualities that should have been born as men. And your heart breaks for what they have to go through day in and day out. But athletics need to be fair. You know, they need that. We have to at least create a feeling of fairness here. Mark, the fastest woman in the world last year was beat by 400 high school age boys. There are clear biological differences. Yeah, and I ran track and field in high school. And here's what I can tell you. I can even give you a number. The track and field numbers are 9%, 9% better for boys than girls. 9%. That's the difference. 9% in track and field. Now, when you're splitting hairs of an Olympian, 9% creates a blowout. Let's see. A texter says, we always win the Palmetto Series, Mark, because we're better at women's sports. I do think the tide is starting to turn, though, with baseball. Starting it out this weekend, go Gamecocks. That comes in from Chuck. Chuck, great job. Congratulations on the win. Texter says, rest in peace, Title IX. Let's get back, Diesel, to Donald Trump's comments on this that I completely and totally agree with.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that would destroy women's sports. A lot of new records are being broken in women's sports. Hate to say that, ladies, but got a lot of new records. They're being shattered. You know, for years, the weightlifting, every ounce is like a big deal for many years. All of a sudden, somebody comes along and beats it by 100 pounds. Boom, boom. Now, young girls and women are incensed that they are now being forced to compete against those who are biological males. It's not good for women. It's not good for women's sports, which worked so long and so hard to get to where they are. The records that stood for years, even decades, are now being smashed with ease. Smashed. If this is not changed, women's sports, as we know it, will die. They'll end. It'll end. What coach, if I'm a coach, you know, I want to be a great coach. What coach, as an example, wants to recruit a young woman to compete if her record can easily be broken by somebody who was born a man? Not too many of those coaches around, right? They are around. They won't be around long because they're going to have a big problem when their record is, we're 0-16, but we're getting better. No, I think it's crazy. I think it's just crazy what's happening. We must protect the integrity of women's sports. So important. And I don't even know. Is that controversial? You know, somebody said, well, that's going to be very controversial. I said, that's okay. You haven't heard anything yet.
I love Donald Trump trying to play politically correct. Well, we're improving, but we're 0-16. We, you know, we're competing against a team filled with biological men, but we're 0-16. He said the coach wouldn't be around very long, and he's probably right. He is probably right. Let's see here. Texter says, man, I love turning on ESPN Upstate after work, hoping to hear Clemson and USC baseball. But instead, I hear about this. Come on, man, turn y'all off and switch to another station. Well, I don't think you did because you want to wait and see if I'm going to read your text. So I think you waited, stuck around and heard that. All I can tell you is we get to multiple topics on this show. And I led, what did I lead today with, Diesel? What did I lead with today? Can you remind me? I think I led with the Palmetto series and baseball. And the fact that South Carolina beat Clemson twice, not once, but twice in baseball. Yes, that's right. I led with that. We get to different topics on this show. We don't just talk about one thing. The average listener, guys, in sports radio listens for 15 minutes at a time, right? You guys come in and out. I can't guarantee that in your 15 minutes, I'm going to be talking about what you want me to talk about. What I can tell you is this topic today has generated a huge response on this show. A huge response on this show. All right? I mean, we're pushing a record on this show in terms of text received now. Okay? So you guys know that I do not shy away from anything. I do not shy away from the hot button topics, the hot button issues. Right? I see the controversy, and I run right toward the controversy. All right? So we'll keep it going with your help. Right here after this, you're listening to Offsides with Mark and Diesel, which can only be heard right here on ESPN Upstate. Texter says, this is a texter, okay? Keep this in mind. Texter says, here come the rednecks chiming in. I'm with Diesel. When do you actually hear about this stuff happening? Sounds like that last caller was the dumb one. Let's see here. Mark, Biden signed an executive order. It's not law by the Congress, but they're trying to pass it through the Congress. Also, polling shows 90% of everyone is against this. Texter says they passed something for transgender and saying they could serve in the Army, but the act itself said nothing about sports specifically. They just believe the wording and what it ties in would make it to where it is harder to stop men competing against women. At one point, the most basic science should serve as foundation, all for inclusion and even the bathroom issue. But where is the Equality Act the other way around? I'm sure a lot of women could throw better than Darnold, but you don't see them out there playing. I do not think, Texter, that there's a lot of women that could throw better than Sam Darnold. Okay, some of these texts I can't read, guys. They're still a little bit sensitive. But I want you to know I'm seeing them, okay? Is there a study on how long testosterone injections and hormone injections take to affect the body to make a transition complete? Maybe there could be a time frame before you could compete. Texter says, born a man, always a man. Transgender people should have their own league, period. Buckeye Bill. I think very succinctly, Bill has shared my feelings on this. Mark, even Martina Navratilova is against this. She's far from a right-wing conservative. Diesel, come on, man. The right answer is so blatantly obvious. You are trying to walk a political line where the competitive line is clearly a no-brainer. That text comes from Mike P. in Taylor's. This is the reason I listen to you guys and not the other guys. Topics that push the envelope. Buckeye Bill says Donald Trump is spot on. Texter says also this will continue to encourage young women to roid up, taking male enhancement to compete in their own sports. Yeah, why should women have to take PEDs to compete against other women? Again, like, you know, sometimes there are things that sound good on paper, but once you say them out loud and once you start to walk through what the byproducts of that decision will be, it creates a far worse future and a far worse reality for you, doesn't it? And that's where we are on this right now. Panda says, can't wait to spend many of my weekends at Floor Field this spring summer. So glad baseball is back. The Palmetto series over this last weekend was awesome, was incredible. The The energy for that in this area was great. Frankly, guys, as somebody who doesn't have skin in the game, I was happy that South Carolina finally had something to cheer about, right? It's been a long time since anyone affiliated with South Carolina has had something to cheer about. But I wanna add something more to this conversation. And this comes from USA Today Sports. It was written by Frank Mir and Terry Schilling. And they write, like many Americans with common sense, we strongly oppose Joe Biden's executive order. And like many parents, our opposition is rooted in the care and concern we have for our daughters. I'm quoting them now from the article. Participation in sports has had a positive impact on countless young women, helping them to develop leadership skills and learn to work together as a team. Striving to be the best is the goal, and valuable opportunities can stem from the competition. However, these lessons and opportunities would be seriously endangered if transgender women are allowed to compete in girls' sports. Indeed, the entirety of women's athletics would be deeply imperiled. They say there's an advantage to being born a man, even with hormones, which is obvious, right? And they say the reason is obvious. Biological male athletes have an insurmountable physical advantage over biological female athletes. They have greater muscle mass, bigger and stronger bones, larger hearts, and larger lungs than women. Moreover, one new study shows that even after taking female hormones, transgender women athletes still enjoy at least a temporary physical advantage on the playing field. The reality cannot be ignored. It could even be dangerous. So, I mean, this comes from USA Today, and you are allowed to express your opinion. This is dangerous. Ladies and gentlemen, it is dangerous. And in my opinion, would ruin women's sports in the Olympics. You know, isn't it something, Diesel, that this thing called the Equality Act would actually, in many ways, ruin women's sports? The Equality Act is supposed to level the playing field, right? It's right there in the name of the act itself. It would result in everyone watching sports and knowing that the male side is the only legitimate thing they're seeing. Because in the women's side, you have both genders competing, right? I mean, the Equality Act would lead to the most unequal playing field in sports that we've ever seen. It just really doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know that this is going to lead to anytime you have a major shift in society, and I would consider this to be a major shift. Anytime you have a huge hot button issue like this, there are absolutely, unequivocally, every single time, there are unintended consequences and there are growing pains to figuring it out. You know, the pendulum sort of swings back and forth, but it sort of comes to rest in the middle where it's supposed to be anyway. So again, I don't like the thought of transgender male athletes dominating female sports. And it does happen. It does happen. We see it happening right now. I don't like it. But I don't want to be, to synthesize it as tightly as possible, I don't want to be that person to say, sorry, freak, you're not allowed to compete. You know, go kick rocks, do something else. Because I don't want to be a bad person to do that.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And I just, you know, I've presented my answer. And I agree with what Donald Trump said completely and totally agree with that. How about the trans MMA fighter that has fractured two female skulls? Dangerous game they're playing. Have you heard of any women getting flagged for PED use? If men can compete in their sport, you shouldn't test the women. Fair is fair. Okay, well, here's the problem then. If you don't test the transgender woman who's competing against the women, then that woman will continue to have a major, major, major advantage. A texter says, this is the land of the free and the home of the offended. cracks me up, man. You guys absolutely crack me up. Look, what I value and what I appreciate is that you and me and Diesel and all you guys can have an open and honest conversation about this, where we listen to different viewpoints, where we value different viewpoints, okay? I truly do value all the different viewpoints on this. But you know where I stand, and you know how I feel. And I just feel like it's not right. I feel like it's opening Pandora's box. I feel like it's going to create a ton of inequality. And I feel like it's going to render women's sports illegitimate. And that's not what I want to see, because I do want equality. All right? So sometimes I just don't think we think through these things, right? You know, it sounds good on paper. You can compete if you you can compete with the gender you identify with. It sounds good, right? But what's the byproduct of that? The byproduct of that ruins women's sports. Who wants that? Not me. You know, how would you feel if the U.S. women's national team lost in the World Cup final because a transgender woman on the other team, France, let's say, or any other country, scored 4 goals against them? How would you feel about that? Let's think down the line here a little bit. Can we, please? Okay.
So Mark, let me ask you this one question before we leave, Mark. So it was 80, 90 years ago. It was unthinkable. It was unthinkable for legitimate sports to consider allowing black athletes to play. It was unthinkable for that to happen. Is this not at least somewhat of a parallel to that?
No. It's not. It's not.
It says, because of who you are, I don't want you here.
No, not because of who you are. Because of you compete as your gender. Because of who you are allowed to compete in sports. And we welcome your competition in sports. And you can be who you are in society. But it just creates an unfair playing field. Now, to your point, Diesel, there have been studies that show that African-American athletes present with more fast twitch muscle fiber, right? And you see this resulting in a predominance of an African-American presence in certain events, right? That much, you can't even dispute that. And you're not even really, we're not allowed to even mention what we're seeing here. Folks, 74% of the NBA is African-American. Okay, 74%. African-American population is 14%. Okay, can one then not deduce that African-Americans, generally speaking, per capita, are great basketball players? Better so than Diesel and I. Can you not make that deduction? It's like you're not even allowed to say the truth anymore. You're not even allowed to speak facts into existence. But it is what it is, right? It is what it is, what it is. And that's my feeling on that. Texture says, Diesel, get the entire FOH. You did not make a friend there, Diesel. All right.
I just sent him a wink back.
Did you? Yeah. All right, Offsides continues right after this here on ESPN Upstate. It is Offsides, Mark and Diesel right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Always go right toward the fire right here on this show. Shy away from nada. Mark, the scary part to all this, a texter says, is people will use this to fall behind their respective party and support extreme measures both ways. The right banning transgender service members from serving, and the left prioritizing feelings over facts. Microcosm of our political situation. Darnold sucks, bro, I promise. I love how he mixes in
Poor Sam Darnold, man. Can't catch a break on this show.
He mixes in the sports tick among the seriousness, man. I appreciate it, man. I really, really do. I really, really do. Okay. What an amazing response to the first couple hours of the show today. Let's keep it going with the second 2 hours of the show, shall we? Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. The Top 5 at 5 is coming your way next, right here on Offsides. Mark and Diesel, we are ESPN Upstate.